The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this, what day is it? It's the 12th. Did you see that? That was literally, so she knows what day it is, right?
Good evening, okay. Everyone.
See how she did that? Lock and load, Lisa. Leaping lizards, Lisa. All right, back in the boiler room, we have locked in there on the telephone so they can't get away. That's right, it's pledge week. It's pledge week, folks. So we're here, and we're ready to do combat to try to get the funding to keep fighting the deep, dark state, the deep state, the Antichrist system. And so in the boiler room, there is Randy and his partner. Well, if Randy was the Lone Ranger, Eric would be Tonto. And there, our producer tonight, none other than Courageous Craig.
Good evening, everybody.
And right here, live in the studio, going from right to right, because there is no left allowed or tolerated here at any time for any reason, okay? What do you think of that, you know? I bet AOC likes that, huh?
I like it.
Okay, there you go. Okay. That was none other than Jonathan Broadbent.
Hello. Okay. Happy to be here.
And the way out in Missouri, there's none other than the parson, Joe Larson.
You're right. I'm here, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, as child and forever I am.
And
ready to go to work.
Right. A whole lot prettier than the three of us. We have with us in here the Rose Between the Thrones. None other than our nurse, Elaine Connolly, and she is with Wealth and Wellness. Wealth and Wellness, she's here to try to keep us well and well, right? Wealthy and healthy, right?
Right.
Okay, can you do any more? I mean, what about a handsome?
We'll work on that one, Pastor. Right, good evening, everyone.
All right. Okay, there you go. She's a nurse, not a miracle worker. There you go, right.
I was going to say, only God can do miracles.
Hey, speak.
All humans are beautiful.
Okay, speaking of God, don't you think we need to call him tonight, because there's a lot happening out there, and we've got so much planned, we know the opposition does not want us on the air tonight. Am I right? So
you're right.
So, again, the numbers are 888-281-1110, 888-281-1110, or 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. All righty, we got one pledge. Little Lisa pledges $125.
The 281 line, is that the line to call if you want to use your credit card?
That would be the 281-111 line for the credit cards.
Card, all right. You need to remind people of that.
All righty, very good. Why don't you lead us and the people around the nation, open us in a prayer and that they would keep us on the air tonight and on all the stations, and that we would have a good night that we need to continue as we get deeper and deeper into the great apostasy, and as we continually looking for the return of our Lord, which is imminent. So go ahead and lead us in a prayer.
Everybody. everybody pray with me. We need all the support we can get. And God said the more praying, the more he listens. Dear Heavenly Father, we know we are under attack. We have been out there preaching your word. We have been the watchman on the wall warning, and we have offended many of the enemies of you in this country. And Lord, many times the enemy has tried to knock off stations, attack computers, all kinds of things, and we can see the enemy now attacking all those supporters. Donald Trump, raids on people's homes, grabbing phones, computers, threatening, intimidating, arresting, putting people in jail, holding them without bail. We see the enemy growing stronger, and Lord, we ask that you would put a hedge of protection around this ministry, all of those in it, the radio station tonight, all those who work there, that the enemy will not be able to disrupt the program, stop your word from being preached, stop that they would not be able to stop the truth from being told, and that you would keep your faithful servants safe. And we ask this in that precious, precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. You know, Joe, the Bible talks about the evil day, and God has raised us up for such a time as this. In other words, we're here now at this time, and all of this evil is coming. We see the deep state. Joe Obama Biden, if you will, is a dictator. He is an antichrist. Now, I'm saying he's a dictator. The Bible says he's an antichrist, and his daughter says he's a pedophile. And he's a very, very, very wicked man. And what he's trying to do, and we're seeing not just him, but the entire collective Communist Party out there, with this is absolute tyranny, what they're trying to do, what they did with the January 6th people, and now going after homes. They want to push us into a civil war. They're not going to like it. They're not going to win it. And I'm here to tell you, you fellows, you people that work out there at the FBI and the IRS, let me tell you something. God is real. Now, you might not believe that God is real, but you will believe that God is real. There's no chance, not a bit, not any chance at all that you're not going to. God's word, the Bible, is very, very clear. These people out there, those that hate the truth, or they call it hate speech because they hate the truth, the Bible says that all nations that forget their God will be turned into hell. We're seeing our nation imploding. We're seeing what's happening. It's turning into hell in the public schools. It's absolute hell. It's getting evil, more wicked every day out there. And believe me, God is on the throne. God is long-suffering, but he is not. He is not a bit, okay, slack when it comes to judgment. And you're going to find that out in spades. So my advice to you men right off the top, you people that work for the FBI, is to repent of that. I'm telling you, you need to repent. You need to repent. Now, if you think what I'm telling you is not true, get a Bible and read it. Get God's Word, the Bible. Go and start and read it. And in fact, I would start there in First Corinthians chapter 3 and read it and do it now. Okay, we have pledges coming in. Praise the Lord. Bob in New York pledges 500. Deacon John pledges 100. Jerome in New York pledges 200. Tony in Toronto pledges 125. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
What a long.
All right.
Pastor Ernie.
Yes, sir.
I was thinking tonight, I want to tell the people, it comes from Jeremiah 3:15. And this is the word of the Lord. And I will give you pastors according to mine heart, but shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. And you have for nearly 50 years been God's watchman on the wall.
It's been 50 years this summer.
This summer. And he also says in Isaiah 54, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And we prayed that tonight, and God is good as his word, so we ask that no weapon come against us. And with all the people supporting us in prayer out there, I think we're going to have a wonderful evening of truth and God's word.
Well, we're off to a good start. And speaking of God's word, let's get to it. Do you remember the title of the message?
America, unless you repent, you shall likewise perish.
All right, let's start in Luke chapter 13. And let's kind of read it and take a verse at a time and take a look at it. Let's see. There were
1 through 9.
Yeah, go ahead and read one through four.
Okay. There were present at that season some that told him of the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And Jesus, answering, said unto them, Suppose ye that these Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans, because they suffered such things? I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Or those 18 upon whom the tower in Siloam fell and slew them, think ye that they were sinners above all men that dwelt in Jerusalem? Might as well say 5. I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish.
All right, so here's the point he's making. These people, when he was talking about the Galileans, the ones that Pilate thought that were guilty of insurrection, that they were going to rebel. And so he killed them. He had them killed. So now the Pharisees, the religious leaders there, you know, they wanted to control things, and they wanted to make sure that the Romans knew that they weren't a part of that. And so they spoke out to say that, well, they deserve to die because they rebelled, and they shouldn't rebel against.
Rebelling, yes.
Okay, and then on the other end of that, you had the zealots, those who were zealous, who were rebels, and they said, well, yeah, they deserve to die because they actually worked on the aqueduct. They were working with the Romans, and they cooperated with Romans, and so they deserve to die for that. But the Lord Jesus, he said, do you think that they were worse sinners? Now, let me ask you this, Joe, okay? If you have two sinners, one of them has committed all kinds of crimes, killed people, beaten people up, burned down houses, but he was an unrepentant sinner. Then you had another sinner, in other words, people that are not saved, who wasn't that bad, okay? The worst thing he did, well, he voted for Joe Biden. That was bad. But anyhow, so which of these two sinners, unrepentant sinners, are going to hell?
Both.
So
the Bible makes clear, God said the wages of sin is death. And God doesn't put sin on a scale of 1 to 100. All sin is worthy of the penalty of death.
So he's making
every little sin, every big sin, or in God's eyes, the same.
So he's making the point there, then, that repent or perish. It was the point that he was making altogether.
Right.
Okay, now read me verses 6 through 9.
One comment, though, too. Even these people out there that think they're good, one of the things that Scripture has taught me is that Jesus made it plain that more people sin by the sin of omission than by the sin of commission. In other words, God has asked us to do things. We have not done those things that he's asked of us. We've sinned more by that than we have by the deed we've committed, which goes in nicely with this. 6 through 9. He spoke also this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit thereon, and found none. Then said he unto the dresser of this vineyard, Behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and findeth none. Cut it down, why cumbereth it in the ground? And he answering said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, that till I shall dig about it and dung it. And if it bear fruit, well, and if not, then after that thou shalt cut it down.
Okay, so let me ask you this. This got actually applications for both the saved and the unsaved, for the lost now.
Yeah.
He was telling you there, those that, now the fruit tree in the Old Testament, fruitful, tree was often used as a symbol of godly living, okay? In fact, if you go back over in Proverbs and Psalms 1, verse 3, and he tells you, like a fruitful tree that is grown on the side of the river, the waters. And I think in Jeremiah 17, too, verses 7 and 8, I believe. But here, so he's making this point that a fruitful tree, okay, a good tree will bear fruit. Now, an unsaved person, let me ask you this. What for an unsaved person, what works do they have that'll buy them crowns in eternity?
None.
None at all.
Works don't get you into the kingdom of heaven.
Okay. So then if you're a saved person, if you become a saved person, but you don't have works. In other words, you have a lot of people that make a profession of faith, but they don't have a possession, or they profess that they're Christians, but there's no fruit there, okay? The Bible says that that faith without works is what?
Dead. Their fruit is proof of their fruit. That if you're saved, you will want to serve. You will want to be obedient and do the will of the Lord. So it's a proof. The works are proof of salvation.
All right. Now, the folks here, you guys in here, if you have a question or comment, you can ask me, okay? And so when we see this, so here, God is long-suffering, right? And he's making a point that over and over he's come and they haven't responded. They haven't responded. And so that applies to people. I know for years and years and decades, you know, you've taught people and they sit there and sometimes they'll agree with you. They'll nod their head in agreement. But that's as far as it goes. They don't produce. Now,
right.
So then when I see that, then I got to question that person's salvation. I can't just go.
They're the see nothing, say nothing, do nothing is not really a Christian.
So when you're talking about sins of omission, be you a doer of the word, not a hearer only, deceiving your own self, deceiving yourself.
Right.
Okay, so if you say, well, you know, I go to church, I spend, hey, two hours Sunday morning, God should be satisfied with that, right?
Well, from a nursing and medical background, we would call that ideas of grandeur. That basically it's all in your mind and no action and no talk and no outward demonstration doesn't count.
Okay, so let's see how this works. God says that he has expectations of us and we have obligations of him, right?
Correct.
Okay. Now, Joel Osteen's wife said, it's not about God, it's about us. wait till God finds out, right?
Okay. Yeah, show me that in the Bible.
Yeah, well.
It's going to be a surprise to God, isn't it?
Yeah. But anyhow, so what he's telling you here, folks, remember those verses, be doer of the word, not a hearer only, deceiving your own self. These are things called sins of omission, right? You know, I could say, well, you know, personally, I would never have an abortion personally, but I'm not going to condemn those that do, or I'm not going to interfere with them or try to stop it. So what is that? The Bible says that we are to resist tyranny unto what? Blood. Mm-hmm. Mean death, okay? And so these people that make these statements, what about this? I've learned how to separate my faith from my politics. How does that work?
Well, it's pretty hard to separate any part of life from another section of it. It's all just one big comprehensive experience.
Well, from Genesis to Revelation, every prophet, every priest, every preacher, their faith and their politics were totally inseparable. None ensued that like the Lord Jesus Christ himself. He was the one where the best example of that ever. And so, folks, it's got to be one. You can't separate your faith in your politics, that's called what? Well, it's hypocrisy if you try to do that, okay?
Well, the other piece to that is also, you know, you have your personalities and you have your characteristics, and there are some people that are more shy than others that really takes a lot to step out of what their comfort zone is. But that's why we have God. That's why we have the Bible. And it's basically to be the best that we can be when we're on this planet.
Absolutely. There you go. That's why we have her here. She's pretty smart, isn't she? All right.
I just been taught right.
All right. There you go. Harold in Illinois pledges one. Is that 150? 150. Folks, listen, I don't see any. The phones have stopped. 8-8-8-2-8-1-1-1-1-0. There's a flutter and a sputter. Let me see what little Lisa's doing. All righty. Okay, we need now 40. We're 4,800. 4,800 right now we need for our goal tonight. So somebody out there, Jonathan, would you happen to have 4,800 with you?
Hold on. Let me check my pockets.
There you go. All right, folks. 4,800 short of our goal tonight. We need that. So 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. All right,
Pastor,
Joe.
Could I chime in with a comment on
sure, that's why you're here.
The Bible and charting a course in life. One of the things, just putting this for a moment in lay terms, as we navigate our course in life as a husband, a wife, a father, a parent, mother, child, business owner, whatever it is in life, we're trying to find the best possible path and do right by the people around us, our families. There are very few things that are rock-solid mooring for us to use as a guidepost, and the Bible is one. The Bible is it. The Bible tells us and instructs the decisions that we make, and absent that, we can bounce around and feel like ping pong and feel unmoored and untethered to the lives around us. So one of the things for me that drew me back to religion years ago when I became a father and got involved in trying to be the best dad and the best husband that I know how to be is that the guidance that the Bible offers. So for this is that's my kind of my person perspective on what the Bible should mean to those people who embrace it and choose to bring it into their lives as a sort of a, I don't know, I'm fishing for the right word for it. I'm trying to say sort of that guidepost, the light, the true north in your life.
Well, when you take a look at this, and this is mathematically, which is a true science, and reality is this, there is no greater authority in existence on this planet than this Bible right here. And you know who said that? God. He said that the heaven and earth will pass, but his words will stand forever. Now, there is no greater source of knowledge. You've often heard people say the Constitution is a living, breathing document. It's not. The Bible is. There are things that are revealed to us on a time-wise basis. You know, when the time is right, it's here. It's been here all along. But we can't see it until God allows us to be revealed to us at this time. It is right here, the King James Bible. And by the way, folks, God didn't give us 100 different Bibles. He gave us one.
Yep.
And right here it is, the King James Bible. And so it is the greatest source of wisdom and knowledge that ever existed right here. It's the Word of God.
The owner's manual, the care and feeding of Christians, it's everything you need to know. The owner's manual right there. God covers it all.
Absolutely. Okay, we're going to go to a fast break, and we'll be back right after this. Words, my everlasting words. My words have brought you here to me. And I won't ever let you down, but you should have a fear of me.
My Lord, from sin I'm free, your know that I have always done every single word I say. Words, my words are what I've used to turn your heart to me. You know I've always done every single word that I say. My words will never pass away. My words are here to stay. Heaven and earth will pass, but my words will never go away. Words, my words are what I use to turn your heart to me. They are my words. My words are what I use to turn your heart to me. They are my words. My words are what I use to turn your heart to me.
Pretty voice there was Julie Daner, and the other voice was none others than old Pastor Ernie himself. There you go. Now,
another talent revealed.
Yes, yes, yes. I've written a lot of songs. People don't know that, right?
Yeah, well, there's different parts of you that you're sharing that with people.
Yeah. Joe never expected much out of me, and I didn't disappoint him. Right? All right. John in Ohio pledges 100. Thank you, John. And so now we're down to 4,650. We need 4,650. And we've got about an hour and 15 minutes to get that in there. So, right? Yeah, it's close. So there you go. 888. I got to give the number out. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Folks, we need to hear from you because do we have some interesting times. Now, tomorrow, I got to tell you this very quickly. Tomorrow, Sheriff Scott Hildebrand is going to be at Doers of the Word Baptist Church, Lord's willing, at 1 p.m. And he's going to be telling us what we can do to protect ourselves or working with the people with what is coming. We are in a situation now where basically, we are at war. The Joe Biden and the Democratic Communist Collective has declared war upon Christians and all conservatives. Anyone who believes in God and believes in country, believes that life is precious, believes in things that are good and decent, believes that there's only two genders, male and female. Anyone who is decent, good, and clean, and honest, well, the left hates. And so, and especially the church now, Joe Obama is hiring 87,000 IRS agents armed because they want to completely eliminate the middle class, folks. They want to do away with all small business. They want to do away with the right to life, all the right to life offices. They want to do away with churches like ours, actual New Testament churches. Now, Kamala Harris, as I refer to her lovingly as Camel Hair, has come out and said if they can stay in office, if they can win back Congress, they're going to push child killing. This woman, according to God's word in the Bible, Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 34, she's an unclean woman. Now, God says she's an unclean woman. These women, okay, that promote and push child killing. And so, in fact, let's go over there and let's read Jeremiah chapter 2, and this refers to those people like her that are wicked. And actually, she slept her way into the office, up the ladder. Here you go. Jeremiah 2, verse 33. Why trimmest thou the way to seek love? Therefore thou hast also taught the wicked ones thy ways. Also in thy skirts is found the blood of the souls of the poor innocents. I have not found it by secret search, but upon all of these things. So he's making three points there. One, she's a very wicked woman here. Two, and by the way, he's comparing this wicked woman with Israel's in her sins. And so here he's telling her that her skirts are filled with the blood of the innocent. Now, what happens with the blood of the innocent? What do? They cry out to Almighty God to bear witness against it. Now, here, but he says this, I have not found it by secret search, but upon all these things. What do you think that means, I have not found it by secret search?
It's obvious. They shout their abortion. They're telling them, Planned Predators, shout your abortion, be happy about it, promote it. They don't hide it.
He didn't have to look upon their heart, did he? He didn't have to read upon their hearts that they were right out front with it, weren't they?
Right. They're shouting it from the rooftops.
Is there enough money from George Soros and the Biden crime cartel? Is there enough money out there to buy any of these people 1 minute out of hell?
Nope.
Okay. So if you were there,
not a second.
If we could walk into Congress, lock the doors when Congress is in session, lock the doors so nobody would get out and preach to them, what would you preach to them? The very first warning you would give them, what? What was the very first thing Jesus said the first time he preached? Repent, or you shall likewise perish.
Perish, right.
Okay, what was the first thing John the Baptist preached?
Repent.
Repent, for the kingdom of God is what? At hand.
At hand.
Okay, so they need, and he was talking about what? There was an opportunity. When Jesus preached that, there was an opportunity for them to receive what he said or reject it. If they had received him, he would have ushered in the millennial kingdom, huh?
It would have been wonderful, but it was not meant to be.
All right.
Scripture's also full of thou shall not, cannot, must not, will not shed innocent blood.
In August of this year, there was an article that Israeli researchers are creating embryos for organ harvesting in the laboratory. There's a biotech firm in Israel called Renewal Bio, and they're going to be creating new synthetic embryos without fertilized eggs. And they feel, this is a quote from this company, that this is an ethical and technical alternative to the use of natural embryos. In Israel and many other countries, such as the U.S. and the U.K., it is legal, and we have ethical approval to do this with human-induced stem cells. And you all need to know that when Obama was in office, he lifted all stem cell research restrictions. So there's a good amount of scientists in the United States that are calling for those restrictions to go into place. And I was very glad to see that one of them is from Case Western University. He's a geneticist, Paul Tesar, T-E-S-A-R. And he admitted that there are always risks involved, and he says there's gray areas. However, but as scientists and as a society, we need to come together to decide where the line is and define what is ethically acceptable.
Well, they're calling it ethical because they have no ethics.
Right.
Well, here's the thing with Israel today. People, I have so many people think Israel can do no wrong, and others think they can do no right. But the truth of it is you've heard the saying, pray for the peace of Israel. Well, what we need to say is pray for the repentance of Israel, because Israel is a very wicked nation. They've always been a stiff-necked people, always. They're God's chosen people, but they're rebellious, and they're a very stiff-necked people. And today, the facts are they've got one of the highest abortion rates in the world. They had the largest sodomite parade ever, okay, in Israel. Prostitution is rampant, and on the other side there, you've got in Israel, you've got some real true Christians. I went to a Baptist church there in Israel that had been bombed 14 times.
Wow.
And they were still there, still, they keep coming back. It's like a fortress. So you've got both. But one thing that Israel, if you read Hosea chapter 4, both Israel and the United States fit perfectly into that. They fit, I mean, and this is why we talk about when we need to repent or perish. Let me just show you very quickly. I'm going to go over to Hosea and read just a little bit of that. And tell me if this is not America today. Hear the word of the Lord, you children of Israel and of America. For the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth. Have you ever listened to our media? Okay, they call something the narrative. They are contracted to lie. Now, they don't call it lying, they call it the narrative, but they sign a contract agreeing to whatever lies put up in front of them, then they'll read it. And so here, there's no truth nor mercy. Boy, how much mercy could you have when there's not enough blood, innocent blood running through the veins of the babies. There's not enough babies for them to kill. These people are bloodthirsty, and they hate us. If they had their way, they would kill all of us, and that's what they like to do. And of course, Fauci has done a whole lot of that, and his people. People are dropping dead in this country. They're dropping dead in here, and they're dropping dead in Israel. And do you hear any of that on the fake news media?
No, over it's not part of the narrative.
Yeah, over 500,000 at least.
Yeah, the latest statistics from the EU are just under 5,000% increase in likelihood of death in juveniles within 1 year of their shot. So they've skyrocketed, and I'm paraphrasing a news article that I read this morning, but it's like 4,700% increase in likelihood of death after the poison poke. And somehow that statistic is part of all the analysis in the medical journals and the adverse event reporting. But those media, the people you're talking about, that they're paid to simply sit in front of the monitor and read the narrative, they will never touch on that. They will never reveal that tangible truth, the harm that these shots do.
And all the statistics in the United States are really coming from outside the country, because ours are so muddied up that you couldn't figure out if you tried.
The ones that we can find out
are horrible.
We keep trying to take our own statistics that our own, you know, like the CDC and NIH, we take their statistics and try and feed it back to them and say, how is it that you're justifying continuing the shots with these statistics? And they just look right at them and say that we're misinterpreting them, or just lie about them, or ignore our questions.
And they were actually caught changing them in the VAERS report.
Yep. Well, you know, what happens is when the echo chamber kicks in and you can change the stations and they're all saying word for word. And I'll tell you, and I know I've said this before, but the thing that amazed me, that really amazed me so much, was when they did this, where the idea was, when you talked about the stealing the election fraud, the response was, you know, not just where's the evidence, but the response was, they would say that. Now, every one of them I watched, Brett Baer said, Okay, Neil Caputo said, Susan Smith said, They all said that before, where's the evidence? So, I mean, even that little part, it was so, you know, the echo chamber was so in lockstep. It was just unbelievable. You know, that, I mean, it was like in your face, you know, this is what we think of you people. We really think that you're
stupid.
Stupid, yeah.
Scripted actors. Yeah. That's all they are.
And so.
Correct.
Alrighty. Now, let me go on. I wanted to read a little bit more of this real quick. He says there's, I hear the word of the Lord, you children of Israel and America. If the Lord had a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, no mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land, by swearing and lying, media, lying, and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out and blood touches blood. Therefore shall the land mourn. You say it's not SUVs or our guns that's causing the problems with the environment. And everyone that dwelleth therein shall languish with the beasts of the field and with the fowls of heaven, yes, and the fishes of the sea also shall be taken away. Guess what it is that causes the problems in the environment. It's man's sin. That's what God said. He knows, doesn't he? Yeah, you know, he said it's man's sin. And there you go. You hear that, Al Gore? All righty.
He's got his climate change going.
Job. Oh, yeah, he makes a ton of money off of that.
Go ahead, Joe.
And in the book of Job, Job explains very well. He talks in chapter 26 about the water and water vapor and weather. And then in chapter 37, he's already talked about the rains, the clouds, the storms. Verse 13, he causes it to come whether for correction or for his land or for mercy. Correction is judgment, or for the land or for mercy. He has mercy on the people, but all the things in weather come, they can come for correction or judgment.
Deborah in Massachusetts pledges 50. Jim in Cleveland pledges 30. Maryland in Florida pledges 40. All right, folks, 888-281-1110. Come on, I need your help. I want little Lisa to come fluttering in here and say, look, we made our goal. Can you do that? 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Credit cards, 888-281-1110. Now, Joe, tomorrow, when Sheriff Scott Hillebrand's going to be at Doers of the Word Church at 14781 Sperry Road in Newberry at 1 p.m., Lord's willing. And also, many of you over the years keep asking for me to send you this article or that article, things that we talk about. Well, we've opened our archives, and we've got literally thousands of articles are going to be put out. They're going to be set right out on the table, and you can come and go through those articles and take whichever ones you want with you. We're going to give them to you tomorrow, right after the meeting with Sheriff. And so we want to find out. He's there to tell us what we can do to protect ourselves and each other during the time that is coming here upon America. So go ahead, Joe.
Better give that address where that's going to take place. That will be at 14781 Sperry Road there in Newberry, Ohio. And you can give the cross streets. I'm not sure I remember.
Well, Joe, you know, folks, if they don't want to call in, they just want to send us a donation, which we can use, we really need, they can just send it to WRWL. That's WRWL at 14781 Sperry Road. That's Sperry Road, Newberry, N-E-W. That's N-E-W-B-U-R-Y, Ohio, 44065. And so,
wonderful.
Let's go over here to Elaine. Give yourself a plug, Elaine.
My name is Elaine Conley. I have an integrative health and energy medicine practice in Cleveland, Ohio. And my business is wealthandwellnessjourney.com, wealthandwellnessjourney.com. And my phone number is 440-478-4073. You can give me a call if you have questions related to staying well in these times or anything that you hear, you know, from Pastor and on the program, and I can steer you in the right direction. I'm getting calls for people looking for physicians that will actually treat them, you know, the right way. And then also connection, you know, to constitutional attorneys. How do I get ivermectin? How do I get hydroxychloroquine in the area? So I also have a resource listing that I can send you that has all kinds of resource websites on it. So my number is 440-478-4073.
All right. Thank you. I know one of the articles that we had was you're talking about a whole list of lawsuits. And I don't. What happened?
I have one here, Pastor.
About ivermectin, or not? Remdesivir.
About remdesivir.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things. There are a lot of lawsuits across the country in multiple states against what's happening within the hospital and outside of the hospitals. But there is a real problem in the fact that if you are in the hospital, that you are not getting fully informed consent related to treatment. And in the case of there's been a file that they have won already in California. There's three more lawsuits to be filed. I just got something on my email today that here in Cleveland, Ohio, in Akron, Warner Mendenhall, who is the attorney for Ohio Stands Up, has won an unlawful dismissal suit, you know, from one of the Akron hospitals that an employee filed. So things are moving along in the direction for some constitutional justice, you know, in that regard. We still have courts, you know, there are questionable attorneys that are questionable, but there are people stepping up to the plate now to help their fellow man.
Well, you had sent me a clip of that woman who had gone in. She had the COVID, and they asked her if she had taken the...
They started taking her intake and everything the routine way, and as soon as she identified herself as being unvaccinated, they started withholding treatment. And her husband was a practicing RN, and he himself could not actually navigate the system, knowing that what he knows, and he had to lie to get her out of the hospital before they killed her. Basically,
they already had given her one shot of the
of remdesivir.
Correct. Right. Okay.
Yep.
Oh, good heavens! I was just going to interject that question: are they still using remdesivir?
Yes, they are,
and they're still killing people because they get an outrageous amount of money for doing that.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Right.
If you on the Department of Health and Human Services website, you will find it. You have to. It's buried. Let me put it that way. But right from the get-go, when they came out with the COVID treatment protocol, this was back in 2021, the beginning of 2021, they had drugs listed there for use in COVID protocols in the hospital, and ivermectin was on the list, but they refused to administer it because they got a directive from the Department of Health and Human Services not to use it. So the only two other drugs were the remdesivir, and then there's another one that they basically let fall by the wayside, but they both were being used under emergency use authorization. And under emergency use authorization, you have to have the right to refuse. But they're not carrying that out. And the FDA is not even following their own regulations with anything now. They're approving vaccines left and right without human trials. And they're just out of control.
Completely.
Corruption. Go ahead, Joe.
Just like every other department in the government, the Department of Justice, the State Department, the FBI, the IRS, I mean, they're all running the same way.
And then with the new monkeypox, that even gets more interesting because I'm sure a good amount of the listeners have seen the new monkeypox response deputy coordinator that Biden has approved. Unfortunately, he is trained at New York University, Harvard, and Columbia. However, he is a known Satanist. He has tattoos that have pentagrams on there. He and his married partner started a gym that is based on the occult and Satanism.
Well, the Satanists have become a part of the Democratic Communist Party right now. Mm-hmm. They are literally a cell, like Planned Parenthood, like the fake news media. They're all a part of the collective now. It's you know, they refer to it as the collective.
Yep.
And, yeah, the Satanists are now a legitimate part of the Democratic Party now.
They absolutely are. Pastor, I don't know if you're seeing this, but they're including themselves in K-12 schools in certain parts in the country, too.
Oh, yeah.
They're calling them clubs, and they're trying to sort of make light of it and say that, well, it's just sort of this fun thing for some kids and after school and stuff. No. It's so ludicrous and so beyond the pale. It's like, you know, you run out of words to describe just the audacity of the left to fight every tooth and nail the inclusion of any element of any exposure to religion. They've gotten rid of prayer. They've gotten rid of any reference to the Bible. They lambast people that come in wearing a cross around their neck, for heaven's sakes. And then the same people are now creating these after-school Satan clubs and saying, well, it's just for fun. It's so obviously false and a ridiculous lie. And they're using taxpayer dollars to create these clubs.
But you wouldn't have a problem. I mean, Merrick Garland, who is, and again, I want to say it all the time, Merrick Garland would have a very, very hard time to find someone as corrupt or more than himself to prosecute. He really would. Okay, yeah. because Merrick Garland is as corrupt and crooked gets. Now, he knows this. And you will not see him sending in the FBI. And I want to say, too, you guys in the FBI, well, I'm going to tell you, you know what the Word of God says. Many of you out there have not been corrupted totally. Some of you still have some honor, some integrity, some decency. And what I encourage you to do, look, is to go and confront those. You're better off to starve with integrity than to lose it by whoring yourself there with the FBI, the way that they're going. They've become totally and completely corrupted. And I want to say heads up to the whistleblowers. Those people that have come forward and talked, you know, turned on Christopher Wray and Merrick Garland. Now, Merrick Garland is telling his people, you cannot go and talk to Congress. That's illegal. But they are so corrupt. That Justice Department has become so corrupt. Some years ago, Joe, you remember, I called them. And when I called them, and I wanted to find out if they could tell me if there were any Christians at all. And they have, like, what, something, what is it, like 1,800 people working there?
Oh, yeah. Huge organization.
And I found one of their lawyers that agreed to go, and he agreed to go and try to and find out if he could find any Christians there. And he said, let me go. And I stayed on hold. And he walked around asking anybody in there if they knew of any Christians. If there were any, they were afraid to say it because he came back and said, we couldn't find one. There you go. Do you understand what the problem with our country is today?
Good heavens.
There you go.
Well, and then you have Rochelle Walensky saying that the CDC has made some mistakes, but now you can trust us. So I don't understand what's changed. If you tell lies long enough, those lies become truth. But bottom line is everything that they have said initially was wrong. Then no mask, two masks, three masks, four is better. And then with everything related to the vaccine, but now they're encouraging again a push for the vaccine. And they're now have the tactics of intimidating people to try and get them to stop talking. And that directly is related to the push for communism and the violations, you know, with the First Amendment.
When you remember Mrs. Britz, Dr. Britz, okay, mm-hmm. The one that was with Fauci, she's written a book and she's come out in a book saying that she was actually the real brains behind this outfit. And she knew that the vaccines would never work to begin with. She came right out and said that.
Correct.
There you go. So, folks, but you know what? Again, I don't think there is any lie at all that the mainstream media would not tell if they got their orders from the Soros and from the collective. I don't think there's any lie that they would not tell. All right, we're up against the break. We need to hear from you. We'll be back after this with more.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.